spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It is Friday, which means I am joined by not only the lovely and talented, but extremely intelligent. And I got to tell you, getting more and more muscular, Elisa Profumo. How you doing?
Wow.
I know.
I hope I can live up to all that.
Oh, yeah, you're already doing it. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
You excited about today's show? I know we were. Thanks to Time Warner Cable. It's always an exciting moment in the studio, because moments before the show goes live, we lose internet connection. And Elisa's like, oh, we're not live. We're not going to be. And I mean, it's just like, boom, miraculously, we come back up.
So I hope it doesn't go out while we're.
Yeah. Well, stick with us. If it does go out, just stick with us, because it'll probably come back. This is the nature of, since Time Warner took over for Insight, all I can tell you is, I mean, it's seriously, right? Forget about the internet problems. I have never encountered this in my life. I pick up the phone. I dial the house. It says, due to network difficulty, your call cannot go through right now. Please try again. I hang up and I call back and it rings. And it happens whether I'm at the house calling somebody or at the studio. When did it become so difficult to pick up the phone and make a local phone call? Oh, wait a minute. I know when. Time Warner Cable took over. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
I
don't know about you, but I am so tired of Time Warner. It's just ridiculous. But anyway, okay. Enough of my
get your frustrations out.
So first of all, I got to tell a funny story.
Okay.
Dr. William Seeds is a talented and critical thinking orthopedic surgeon in Northern Ohio. And he has a son, little Billy Seeds, right? And little Billy Seeds is a superhuman in the making by far. 9 years old. He trains with his dad. He focuses on compound movements. He is working on his form. But the cutest stories I've ever heard. So I was talking to Dr. Seeds the other day. And he says, when Dr. Seeds trains, he has his own gym at his home. He, you know, Billy comes in and trains with them and supports his dad while he's training. And they listen to Superhuman Radio.
That's
right?
Cool.
So one day I was talking about raw milk, I think, or something like that. And then, and Billy Seeds looks at his dad and says, Dad, does Carl know that we drink raw milk? Well, the other day they were listening to the show. This was like day before yesterday or so. And apparently I started talking about Aura MD and, you know, it's good if you get it for your kids. And Billy looks at his dad and he goes, you know, I think we should try Aura MD, Dad. What do you think? It's so cute. It's so cute. So, Billy, we know you're out there. You're a superhuman in the making and we love it. And
keep listening.
Keep listening and try to teach your friends at school what it's like to be a superhuman as well.
Spread the word.
Yeah, there you go. So great, great stuff. Also, I have to give a shout out to a new sponsor, and that is BioAge. They have decided to come aboard. They actually were contacted by some of our listeners who buy their products and said, you know, you should sponsor Superhuman Radio. And Dr. Roland Thomas and I have had some discussions back and forth, and they have a product that we can really get behind. I've done numerous shows on spirulina years ago, and spirulina is an amazing superfood. And BioAge makes the single best spirulina product in the world. Super potent, super purified, organically grown in a very, very controlled environment for specific reasons. It is the best spirulina product in the world. They're sponsors. You'll find their banner ads on our website now, and you'll hear the radio spots. And so we ask you, the Superhuman Nation, to show them some love. Go to the website, learn about the product, and if it fits your needs, take a chance. Great stuff. And we'll have Dr. Thomas on the show very shortly to talk about the product. So thank you very much to BioAge for coming aboard.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I have something I want to just talk about really quick.
Okay.
I bought It's a new product that I really like, so I wanted to just share it with everybody.
Okay.
When I was at Trader Joe's, I found this lavender dryer bags. So you shouldn't be using like the dryer sheets because they have so many toxins in them.
Right.
So I thought I'd try these out, and all it is pouches with dried lavender in it. Yesterday I was out in my yard working.
This is funny.
I was in my yard working, and I have a little area of the yard that has some potted herbs, and I was going back and forth just doing things all over the yard, and I kept walking past that area and smelling lavender, and I thought, did Carl move my lavender plant over here? I kept thinking that lavender smells really good. Well, it was coming from the dryer vent. Because these pouches were in the dryer and clothes were drying in the dryer, they smelled so good. Of course, I love the smell of lavender
right.
anyway.
But who doesn't?
So
everybody does.
Basically, you put these pouches in the dryer for 5 cycles, and then when you're finished and they lose their strength, you just put the lavender flowers on your carpet and vacuum it up to kind of get that smell.
Throughout the house
yeah.
as well. And the nice thing, like you said, is it's not a bunch of chemicals.
And all that's in here is just fresh lavender.
And it lasts 5 cycles. That's another thing, right? Those dryer sheets, every time you use it, you throw the sheet away and use a new one.
And it wasn't that expensive. There's 4 bags in the package.
Well, so. And I'll tell you a secret about dryer sheets, right? The dryer sheets that have a softener in them will actually cause your towels to be less absorbent. So when you shower and you're drying yourself off, The softeners cause a coating on the material.
Isn't it also flammable?
Well, yes, it increases flammability of materials and so on. I mean, they're just not good. So this is just a natural scent that your clothing is getting of lavender.
And it doesn't like, it's not overwhelming.
Well, now this makes me think of something else. So this is, as you said earlier, this is Superhuman Radio approved, right?
Yes.
Okay. But I just had a thought.
Okay.
So let's say you have other things at home. Lavender. What's another scented herb that we have?
Basil.
Okay. What about rosemary?
Oh, rosemary. Mm-hmm.
Couldn't you just get like a gauze bag and dry just load it up with your own herbs and throw it in the dryer and not even need to replenish these?
That's a thought.
That's something for you to work on. I got a funny feeling now that we talked about this, you're going to come up with something of your own.
That's an interesting thought.
So there you go. Okay. So, what else do we want to talk about during the first 10 minutes, Elisa? How about, I want to talk about this just for a second, if it's okay with you.
Sure.
So, there was another funny story dealing with Elisa's ability to smell things that happened the other day at the gym. Right? So, Elisa used some, what is it, spray tanning?
A bronzer.
A bronzer one morning, just to check out, see what it would do for her, right?
Well, I just wanted to see how it would make my skin look.
Right. And one of Elisa's and my pet peeves is people who go to the gym and wear strong perfume. You're on the treadmill or on the elliptical machine next to them, and, you know, you're trying to breathe, but you can't. And so tell the story. So you're walking around the gym.
Well, first I did some warm-up cardio, so I was on the stair cycle, the real stairs.
The step mill.
I was on the step mill, and so I'm doing my cardio, and I'm looking around thinking, there must have been somebody over here with some really heavy perfume on. So then I go into and I start doing some push-ups and pull-ups. That's another part of my warm-up. So I'm doing that, and I thought, oh, she must have followed me over here.
Right.
So I continue about my workout, and then it's just getting stronger and stronger as I'm getting sweatier and sweatier. And then I realized it was me.
Right. Because of that. And then what you thought to yourself, well, what the heck do I have on that smells like that, right?
Yeah, because I don't usually wear perfumes and things like that.
Yeah.
And especially to the gym, and it was me.
That was the bronzer that you had on.
Yes.
Another interesting story, real life story. Those of you out there who are waiting for my vitamin A, vitamin D transdermal. So this is really interesting.
Very.
So you know Adele Moussa did a great show on a cellulite solution.
Mm-hmm.
The cellulite solution is actually something that's really good for your skin in general, okay? Because the way you get rid of cellulite is to make the skin thick again. And as we age, skin gets thinner. So I compounded a vitamin A, vitamin D transdermal cream. I use it on my face. Elisa decided as an experiment yesterday We were just going to use it as a cream to use on her body.
Like a lotion.
Yeah, you rubbed it on your shoulders, your arms, your chest, your face, all over your body.
All over my body, right. My feet.
Right. So now and I will give the recipe out when it's perfected. There's a couple things I need to change about it. I know a lot of ladies in the audience have already reached out and said, hey, if you're really going to make that vitamin A cream, let us know about it because we want to make it too. And it's actually going to be a vitamin A, vitamin D cream because I really think that they have a synergistic capacity. But also I think that the vitamin D delivered through the skin is probably more sensible than through oral preparation. So anyway, Elisa wakes up this morning and she says to me, oh, my God, my mouth was so dry last night in the middle of the night. I couldn't drink enough water. In fact, my tongue feels all dried out. And
the oral mucosa felt dried out. My tongue hurt in the middle of the night. It was so dry.
Clinicians are going, they know what happened. Right now, there are people in the audience go, oh, I know what happened. So you're saying to me, gee, you know, I've been taking this new supplement. Do you think it's this? You think it's what we ate last night? And then a light bulb went off on my head. One of the side effects of high doses of vitamin A is terrible. Dry mouth, dry nose, anything that has a mucosal lining gets dried out.
So we know that it works.
We know that it's getting into the skin.
Mm-hmm.
My transdermal, now you'll be able to make this at home, folks. This is really exciting. My transdermal, home-brewed transdermal, works so well that Elisa ended up with a very, very strong dose of it systemically because she displayed one of the characteristic side effects of high-dose vitamin A. Your mouth dries out terribly, cotton mouth times 1,000.
It was awful.
Yeah.
It was awful.
So there's a lot of hope out there for those who want to try a vitamin A, vitamin D cream. I will have an easy-to-compound at home approach, and I'll even tell you where you can get the bulk powders.
But the positive side is my skin looked really nice
it
this
did,
morning.
It did, didn't it?
Mm-hmm, it
and,
did.
And you know what?
It kind of had a sheen to it.
Yeah, a glow. And mm-hmm. this, and let me tell you something. Vitamin A and vitamin D topically, I have a funny feeling, is going to produce a lot of benefits to people, whether you're interested in cellulite or aging, whatever. It's really good for your skin.
Who needs bronzer when you have vitamin A?
Yeah, there you go. All right, so let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got lots of good stories to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday. It's Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Here's the thing. We started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah. Since you've been gone.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University, add 1 inch to your upper arms course, and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to BodybuildingSupplements.com and purchase
your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Electronic muscle stimulation is state-of-the-art for pain management and muscle recovery. Now from ABC Medical comes the Pain Pod. Pain Pod is a professional strength EMS unit and provides 12 therapeutic modes and 20 intensity settings. It comes with everything you need. Small, convenient, rechargeable, and portable. But make no mistake, Pain Pod delivers commercial-grade strength for immediate pain relief. The Pain Pod normally sells for $349, but for a limited time, the Superhuman Nation can get the Pain Pod for only $200, including shipping. Pain Pod comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Pain Pod banner ad today to learn more.
Could Altrian supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrian C and Altrian ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrian C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrian ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrian cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Okay, before we start the stories, I have to talk about one other thing.
Okay.
So yesterday, late in the show, I shared the story about my prolonged fast, my 39-hour fast, followed by a savagely brutal leg workout, followed by my growth cocktail injection, which, because of the GHRP2, causes ravenous hunger in me, followed by consuming almost 2,500 calories in that meal immediately thereafter. And Adele Moussa pointed out a couple things that could have been misconstrued. I said eating past satiety. And he said, well, that's the problem with the population today. They all eat past satiety. And he's right. And then I told the story about how we have to create that same condition as when we had to go out and hunt. And he made a joke about, yeah, I just had to go chase my watermelon and capture it. There's three important factors to this whole thing. And this comes from Dr. Malin Watvey's writing, as well as lots of other things that we've learned on the show from Adele and so on. Fasting, aggressive exercise, and by aggressive I mean the kind of exercise that actually imparts fear, like you could hurt yourself, okay? Followed by this growth peptide, which even increases the level of hunger, followed by the big meal. All these things have to happen together. It's not enough just to go work out and have a 2,500 calorie meal unless you have fasted before it, and unless you are really at that ravenous hunger level. And, part of the joke yesterday was I started talking about, well, you have to remember our ancestors, when they had to get so hungry that fear was suppressed by the desire for food. And they were in the forest. And I played this music. and they were going, oh, my God, if we go out there, we could be killed. But we're so hungry, we have no choice. Okay? And so we can't do that today, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. But we can almost, to some degree, in a small way, duplicate that level of fear and that level of aggression in our workouts. It's not going to happen if you fast and then go do cardio for 30 minutes, slow state, moderate state cardio, and then eat. You have to be training in such a way where you know that if you're not 100% invested and focused on that workout, that you could hurt yourself. That is what has to happen to trigger those fear/aggression triggers that then change what the food does after you eat that big meal. And I thought about something this morning. I thought, this is nothing new. We've always heard stay hungry, right? What does stay hungry mean to you? When somebody says, well, stay hungry.
that you're hungry.
No, stay hungry means stay aggressive, right?
Oh.
You know, stay hungry, like be aggressive. So we know that this is true. We know that when you're hungry,
People don't say that to me, sorry.
You've never heard that before? Have you ever heard of it? The eye of the tiger, stay
hungry.
I've
heard of the eye of the tiger.
Okay. Well, when the tiger is hungry, he's the most ferocious and the most aggressive. So that's where this whole thing comes from. So again, you can't do this unless you're doing the whole thing. It's not going to work. Okay. So Adele is right. You know, there's more to this than just one component of it. Okay. So that's it. That's all I wanted to say. Okay. Did you like my sound effects?
Uh-huh. Oh, good. Okay. I wanted to talk real quick about, Kate Middleton. You know, she and her Prince William just had their baby. What's so interesting about that is that she did not use one single painkiller during that process. She was in labor for 11 hours.
Wow.
And shunned any type of pharmaceutical intervention.
I wonder if that's required.
It was all natural. She had three or four midwives there and three or four doctors, and she didn't use anything.
Was the same true of Princess Diana? Do we know? Do you remember?
I don't know that.
I wonder if that's almost a requirement. Like if you're delivering one of the blue bloods, that may actually end up, you know, being a monarch over the country someday. If you can't deliver like cesarean sex, you've got to deliver vaginally. You got to do it the old-fashioned way without drugs or anything like that. I wonder.
I thought that was pretty incredible. 11 hours of labor with nothing.
Think of her ability to manage pain. What it must be like.
Yeah.
What's the flip side of that?
The flip side of that story is when I was at the gym yesterday. I was getting ready to leave the locker room, and there was some young girl in there on the phone, and she was talking really loud. And she looks at me, she opened her locker, and she pulls out this huge bottle of Advil. She says, "You want some Advil?" And this real...
What a strange thing to offer, too, right?
And this beaming voice, "You want some Advil?" And I'm like, "Well, no, thank you." I said, "Why are you taking it?" She goes, "Well, I take it before I work out because I get so sore." And I said, "Well, have you ever tried soaking in Epsom salts? That really helps." She goes, "Well, I do that too." She goes, "But I have to have my Advil."
So think about this. So training, working, was she muscular? Was she the average American?
No, she was the average American.
Okay.
She was overweight.
Yeah.
And she was young, and she was, maybe she just didn't know.
Well, but think about this. The average American who's obese is a pool of inflammation. So it's no wonder why she gets sore. Probably her joints are sore and everything. But really, she takes Advil before she works out.
It was so funny, though. You want some Advil?
Now, there's a person with no threshold to pain at all, I think it's safe to say. Speaking of celebrities, I hear that Gwyneth Paltrow has kind of put her foot in her mouth once again. I know that Gwyneth Paltrow, a lot of people look up to her for her ability to look good. And she's a great actress. I got to be honest with you.
She really is.
I think
she's
an amazing asset to the acting community.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think she's an amazing asset to the health and fitness community.
Well, evidently, here she's talking about how to create a lean body shape. And this comes from the Telegraph, from the UK, telegraph.com from the UK. Mm-hmm. Make exercise a habit. Schedule in a detox. Keep food at your fingertips. Measure in inches, believe in balance, try a beauty trick. Her beauty trick is to use tinted moisturizer.
Okay.
And then I guess the last one was she cheats once a week with cigarettes. She'll smoke a cigarette on Saturdays. And she, I think, also has a glass of wine. Yes, a glass of wine, red wine in the evening, and smokes a cigarette.
Okay. I mean, I just can't get with the cigarette. I really can't. I mean, I can get with the glass of red wine or even two glasses of red wine or, you know, once a week having a bottle of red wine. But I just can't get with the cigarette. I just don't understand what satisfaction she could get from the cigarette.
It says, allow yourself program treats. I often have a glass of red wine in the evening and smoke a cigarette on a Saturday. I love those moments because they are just the right amount of naughty.
Just the right amount of naughty.
I mean,
so in other words, you have the message here is, in order to do the right thing, you have to be able to do the wrong thing once in a while. And in order to do the right thing, you have to, the things that you should really enjoy should be the wrong things. Because what she's saying is what she really enjoys is those moments. She doesn't enjoy all the other stuff that she's doing the right thing, because otherwise she wouldn't need the excursion to do the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the wrong message. But listen, she looks great. She really does. But under that looking great, she has osteoporosis.
I was just going to say, keep in mind she was diagnosed with osteopenia when she was 37, and now she's, what, 40, and she broke bones already.
Right. So this is not a person who should be giving health advice. I'm sorry to say it. I you know what? She looks great in the model of what looks great today, you know, that waifishly looking. I mean, look at her trainer. She's 3 foot tall and 6 pounds.
I was just getting ready to say, don't forget who her trainer is.
Yeah, what's her name again?
Tracy Anderson.
Yeah, I mean, this girl is, you know, girls should not be lifting anything left heavier than a 2 pound dumbbell. Really? That's why your clients probably all have brittle bones. Nothing upregulates bone mineral uptake like loading the body. Which, you know, so needless to say, you know, I can get with a lot of the things she said. She's an attractive girl. She's a marvelous actress. She's an amazing actress. But she is not the person to be giving
health
tips.
Advice.
No. Get your bones. You know what? Eat a hamburger. Start doing some heavy squatting. Get your bones to grow again like they should at your age. Then come back and talk to us about what fitness and health is all about.
And do you really think she looks good?
I think she's a pretty girl. I mean, she's a pretty girl. Her legs are almost as thick as her arms. She's got that Angelina Jolie, you know, skinny, skinny, skinny leg thing going on.
But most of the actresses do.
And unfortunately, this is the body image that most women are held up to. And it's sad because this is not a healthy, this is somebody that if you made her drop just another 5 or 6 pounds, dirtied her up, put her behind a barbed-wired fence, she'd look like somebody who's in a concentration camp. That is not the picture of health. I'm sorry.
No.
But this is what most women strive to be. Mm-hmm. Then there's the other extreme, where they're fighting to be obese and beautiful. No, we love ourselves. There's more of us to love. It's like, no, right in the middle is where you belong. You need to have some muscle if you're a woman. I'm sorry to say it. But you know what? Most women, except for those in the superhuman nation, don't want to put themselves through the effort that it takes to put muscle on. But guess what? That's metabolic currency. That's like putting money in the bank. That's also hard for people to do. So anyway. But yeah, I know. So have a cigarette. Gwyneth Paltrow's tip to you to reach your health goals is do the right thing even though it sucks, and then have a cigarette.
Have a cigarette on Saturdays.
Cigarette Saturdays. Okay. The other thing I want to talk, well, actually, we have to take a break.
Okay.
You're happy, right? We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about high-protein bread. I this is really interesting. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Usually something for nothing is worth nothing, but go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to get a 1-year Life Extension Foundation membership free, plus a $25 product credit. So what does that buy you? Cutting-edge information, knowledgeable health advisors, huge discounts on blood tests and supplements. Want to stay younger and healthier longer? Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad and become a Life Extension member now. No cost, no obligation, no kidding.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and
really
only
looking.
2 to 6 grams
not
of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back.
I just wanted to remind everybody that we're going to be in Atlanta on August the 14th. Well, actually, the symposium starts on the 15th for the Ancestral Health Symposium. So if anybody's going to be there, let us know. Message me or Carl on Facebook because we're going to do a superhuman get-together, a meetup. And
yeah, we've got some people already lined up that everybody wants to sit down and talk. And also, you can save $30 off of the general admission by going to my blog. There's a link there that'll take you to a page directly for the Superhuman Nation. And you'll save $30 off of the general admission and the student's admission, which is already reduced. So if you have an old student ID from 1967, you might be able to use it. Say, no, I'm still in college.
Hopefully you still look the same.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So check
if you
that
follow
out
what we talk about, you probably still do.
Yeah. Anyway, so I want to talk about high-protein bread because at the end of this discussion, I want to share a story about me personally and the show. So
okay.
So I guess more and more companies are coming out with high-protein bread now.
Now, this isn't the first one. I guess this one's out of the U.K. It's on a mail online, and it's not the first one, but this is the first one over in the U.K.
Right.
And, excuse me, it's a loaf that contains seven times as much protein as regular bread, and it also contains omega-3s. It has 15 grams of protein per slice, and a normal bread contains about 2 grams. Mm-hmm. It has 13.9 carbs per slice, and regular bread has 16 grams. So that's not really that low in carbs.
No, it's the same amount of carbohydrates, just about, but they've just added a whey protein isolate most often.
Pea protein.
They use pea protein. Uh-huh. That's why the bag is green.
That's why the bag. We're looking at the bag, and I told Carl, I said, it looks like it's got green on it. It looks like mold.
Yeah, right.
They could have used a different type.
Now we know why.
Yeah, because they use pea protein.
Pea protein. Yeah, pea protein. And, you know, it's very difficult to gather up all that urine to get pea protein out of it. If you're passing protein in your urine, you're in trouble. But here's the thing. Well, go ahead.
It includes more than 15 grams of wheat and pea protein in every slice.
And the majority of it is pea protein.
Okay.
Of course, the wheat protein is naturally occurring. Sorry, I was drinking water. You know, 2 to 3 grams of it. So mm-hmm. The other 13 grams is from pea protein isolate, most likely.
Okay.
But here's the problem. I was courting a protein bread company a while ago.
Right.
And I felt guilty for courting them because I don't believe anybody should be eating much bread at all. Really, any bread. I don't think grains should play a role in your diet. And I remember courting them, and things fell apart. And things probably fell apart because I wasn't very aggressive in cutting them any special deals to get them on board. And they focus on the bodybuilding market. And when the deal fell apart, I actually felt relieved because I thought, could I really promote a bread product on the show after talking about the benefits of excluding grains from your diet? Now, don't get me wrong. Even I eat the occasional piece of bread. Last night, we went to dinner, and I had steak and sweet potato and salad and sauteed spinach. But I also had two pieces of Italian bread, two slices of Italian
bread.
But
they were really, I mean,
right.
They were small. Not
right. But my point is, I know that even I succumb to a piece of bread from time to time. You know, I'm Italian. Once in a really, really, really blue moon, Elisa and I will look at each other and go, how about if we get a slice of pizza and cut it in half and we'll have it as part of our side dish with this meal? Because, and that happens like maybe twice a year, because I know that grains should not be in my diet or in my stomach. So the notion of the high protein bread fits the analogy I always give, and perfectly, that, you know, there's some nutritive value in the undigested pin oats of horse manure, but should we be eating horse manure to get that? And I say the same thing about high protein bread. It's like, you know what? If you have to eat bread, I guess it's a good alternative, but should you be eating bread in the first place? And should you justify it and absolve yourself from the guilt by saying, well, this has a lot of protein in it?
Here they say our protein bread is a better value than protein shakes and protein bars on a per gram of protein basis.
But they're missing the point that the things accompanying their protein are causing inflammation, causing destruction of the lining of the stomach, causing all sorts of problems. So they're wrong, because a protein shake made with raw milk is 1,000 times better, whether it's pea protein or whey protein, than eating that bread to get that protein. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's just my opinion of the whole high protein bread movement. So there you go. Since we talk about the UK, let's stay with the UK for a second. Something really, really dumb. Dumbbell. Talk about this story for a second, because this was actually on one of my favorite shows, GMA. I like GMA.
Right. Evidently, a company over in the UK is coming out with a new phone, and their phone is supposedly going to be so fast that people need to exercise their thumbs to get them in shape so that they can text quickly and use their phone quickly.
Right.
So they have come out with an actual thumb bell for people
as a marketing ploy.
To exercise their thumbs.
And this is obviously an advertising campaign gone in the wrong direction, because you don't need a thumb bell to make your thumbs faster, but they have a little black dumbbell with a curve in the center that fits on your thumb, so you can sit there and do this with it, you know, up and down, like hold your hand up and do thumbbell curls with it. It's goofy. It's goofy. And you want, you'd be better off using rubber bands. You know, you could go a lot faster and activate your thumb muscles a lot better.
It's a 65-gram thumbbell. 65 grams.
Yeah, big deal. It's a couple ounces. I mean, that's going to really make you faster? I don't think so.
Well, they say that they have their employees are trying them to see if they really work.
What they ought to do is have their employees get a little brain bell to do exercises with their brains, so that they won't be dumbbells and come up with stupid campaigns like this any longer. So there's my advice to them. So anyway, but yeah, it's a campaign that fits the masses, because it made it right into the mainstream media. They were very smart. That
I know way. It is. That was pretty smart of them.
Yeah. Okay. So what else? What else can we talk? Oh, something right up your alley, Elisa Profumo, because you are, you've come from the dental world in orthodontics. I guess there's some recent research now saying that oral hygiene is linked to Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah, evidently people need to keep their mouth healthy and floss and see your dental hygienist. And otherwise, the bacteria, when you brush, when you eat, if there's plaque and bacteria present in your mouth, it can get into your bloodstream. And when it goes to directly to the brain, then it's going to be a factor in Alzheimer's.
See, and I'm going to go on the record as probably saying something wrong right now, but I have a different theory. I don't think plaque in the mouth is causative about Alzheimer's. I think it's corollary, and this is what I think. I think you could floss and brush all day long until the cows come home, go get your teeth cleaned every month by your dentist, and still develop plaque in the brain. And what I mean by that is this. If you're the kind of person who builds up a lot of oral plaque, you have a problem. And cleaning your teeth every day is not going to change the fact that your body is manufacturing plaque. Even if you keep plaque from sticking to your teeth, it's sticking to other parts of your body, in your brain, in your arteries, and so on. So I think a more important message is, if you're the kind of person who every time you go to the dentist for a cleaning, they go, man, there's a lot of calculus on the back of your teeth. We really have to scrape all day long to get your teeth clean. Don't feel like, oh, well, I did the right thing. I'm going to keep myself from getting Alzheimer's disease, because you actually are a plaque manufacturing person. And even if you keep your mouth so clean that it never gets a chance to build up in your mouth, it's building up in your arteries. It's building up in your brain. Why are you making so much plaque is the question you need to ask yourself. And chances are it's lifestyle and diet. What can you change to reverse that? Because I don't believe that by removing the plaque from your teeth, it's going to protect your brain from developing Alzheimer's.
This article comes from A4M, and it says, a study of brain samples from decreased dementia patients found that they contained unusually high levels of a type of bacteria which causes gum disease.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. I do. Look,
inflammation caused by gum disease-related bacteria has already been linked to various health problems, including diabetes, heart disease, and stroke.
But again, they can't conclusively say that the plaque is causing the disease. They happen in the body for the same reasons, and that's what goes back to my point. Again, there are people out there who keep their teeth perfectly clean and still have strokes and still have heart attacks and still develop Alzheimer's. So the argument would be, well, why are they not being protected if they keep the plaque and they keep their mouth healthy?
A doctor who was an author they published the study in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease, said they're working on the theory that when the brain is repeatedly exposed to bacteria and or debris from our gums, subsequent immune responses may lead to nerve cell death and possibly memory loss.
Okay. I'm probably wrong. I am not well educated. I'm just using critical thinking here. But what I do know is this, that labs that do saliva testing are able to do saliva testing because saliva is a natural filtrate of the blood. With white and red blood cells removed, everything else comes out in the saliva. And I think that the mouth should be used as a barometer to say, wow, you build up a lot of plaque in your mouth. You're probably building it up in other areas. And those things, those bacteria that find their way into your mouth and cause plaque are finding their way into other parts of your body, but they're not originating in your mouth. That's you know what? And I'll stand to be corrected. I want someone to say, look, Carl, you're totally off. People who get their mouths cleaned and have no plaque in their mouths don't get Alzheimer's. That's the study I want to see. That's the study I want to see. Because then I'd say, okay, we have a clear link here that the plaque in your mouth is causative and that corollary.
But they didn't really say that it was causative.
Sure they are. They're saying keep your mouth clean to avoid Alzheimer's is what they're saying, right? And I'm saying that's not the case.
Okay.
It's just my opinion. Look, I could be wrong, and I know you disagree with me, but it's interesting. That's all. It's just interesting to me.
Okay.
That's all. Okay, we have to take a quick commercial break. We have more that I promise I won't have opinions on. We have a lot of good stories to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Buddy, you're a boy. Make a big noise.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold processed through the patented chill right process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio Age banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on SuperHumanRadio.com for a free brochure.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Oh, when I woke up tonight, I said I gotta make somebody love me.
Welcome back.
So, okay, Carl, I have a question for you.
Uh-oh.
How far would you go to lose weight?
To London, England?
Well, would you go as far as having a plastic surgeon sew a patch on your tongue so that it's so uncomfortable when you eat, you don't eat, and therefore you lose weight?
Well, there's easier ways to do that than having a plastic surgeon sew something on your tongue.
He applies a small proline mesh to the tongue and then sutures it with several stitches. Once this patch is in place, you won't want to eat solid food because it's too uncomfortable. It's like little whiskers from the sutures.
Ew.
People are actually doing that.
I have a better way. I've thought of this before. Why don't you just go to a good doctor, good dentist, right?
An oral surgeon.
Oral surgeon. And have your jaw wired like you broke your jaw, but have it wired with more of a gap. Because don't forget, when you
people have done that.
That works. I talked to Dr. Schoenlob about this. He's our dentist, right? He said the problem is if you have to vomit, like when people have their jaws wired because mm-hmm. of a broken jaw, they actually have to carry wire clippers with them. Because if something happened where they couldn't breathe through their nose and they vomited. They would asphyxiate, so they have to be able to clip the wires and open the jaw. But you don't need to be that tight, because you're not trying to use the occluded mouth to reform the jaw. So why not just wire it so they can open it just wide enough where they can get a straw in it, or even some mashed potatoes or something like that, so that they don't have to worry about it. If they vomit, they asphyxiate. Wire the jaw. This is a better alternative. I don't understand why the dental industry isn't going after this in a big way and going, look, forget about gastric bypass and lap bands. We'll wire your jaw for 4 months. You lose 60 pounds. That's what they need to do. This is ridiculous. Sewing a patch on your tongue, really?
This woman here who said she needed to lose weight because of an upcoming event, and she said she didn't care how she lost it. She just needed to lose it, and she's unable to stick to a diet on her own.
Is this working for her now?
Oh, it doesn't say. It didn't say, but she was having it done.
I have to believe that people who have their tongue pierced, shortly after having it pierced, probably have some of the same sensations when they eat. I wonder if they lose weight in that period of time while they're waiting for the piercing to set up and heal. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Anybody out there have their tongue pierced? Can you tell me if it caused you not to be able to eat? So, anyway. Okay. Next story, Elisa Profumo.
Well, there's a new show that starts this evening on ABC, and I'm not touting the show. I just found the study interesting. I mean, the subject interesting. It's called Would You Fall for That?
Yeah.
And evidently tonight's show is they're having the participants drink power drinks, but really they're just placebo. And then they're going to have them do some strength things to test their strength.
Right.
And I saw a commercial for it, and evidently people think that they're really stronger once they were just really drinking carbonated water.
Yeah, placebo. This actually was done back in the days.
I find that so interesting.
This was done before, but not for a TV show. There's a story of bodybuilding lore from back in the day in Muscle Beach, that a well-meaning supplement guy tried this with a couple of his friends. He convinced them that he had these pills that were like the strongest anabolic steroid in the world, and that taking one pill within, you know, a couple hours would increase your strength dramatically. And he gave these pills to some of the other bodybuilders at Gold's Gym in Venice. And these guys were like, oh, man, this stuff's amazing. I mean, my bench went up 50 pounds today and all this other stuff. And then he waited for like a couple weeks, and then he told them the truth, and they were all pissed off at him. I mean, they were all really mad at him. But he told them the truth. There was nothing in there. I think, in fact, he put talcum powder or flour in these capsules. And he said there was nothing in there, and they wouldn't believe him. They kept saying, you're lying. We want more of that stuff. They had it, and he was like, look, dude, it was nothing in there. It was flour. That was your own belief in your own strength, and they refused to believe him. They actually thought that he didn't want to give up the goods anymore and share his stuff with them anymore. And I've heard this story. I think I've heard it echoed a few different ways, but that was the gist of the story by a lot of the guys who were back in the day physical culturists. And it was just a testament to placebo. If you believe it's going to make you stronger, all of a sudden you get stronger. Isn't that amazing?
That's very interesting.
Yeah, so there you go. So you know what? I know what my next product's going to be.
What?
Look next week on the website. I've got some pills you'll be able to take. They're going to increase 50 pounds to your squat and your deadlift. So they'll be there. Anyway, no side effects either. How do you like that one?
So have you heard about the latest food recall?
Evidently,
there was a salad that was tainted, and it sickened almost 400 people.
Yeah.
Hospitalized 22, and it spread across 16 states.
Now think about it. Now go ahead. So now tell the rest of the story, right?
Well, they're not telling consumers, the company, the brand.
Who's not telling them? Who has the authority to force out into the public who the FDA and the USDA? Okay, so let's think about this for a second, right? You got the FDA and the USDA.
Mm-hmm.
You have a food manufacturer that just poisoned 400 people in 16 states.
you would think that they would be out there, up this company's yin-yang. It would be on the media, don't eat this stuff. But instead, they protect the company, and they assail the population by not allowing them to know who this company is that just poisoned them.
It says in this article that part of the hesitation by health officials on naming specific names may stem from the difficulty in isolating the exact outbreak. Cyclospora infections are fairly uncommon in the U.S., so health departments may not routinely test for it. Consumers who become ill often do so a week or more after consuming a contaminated product. That doesn't mean anything. We still should know.
But now let me play devil's advocate. Now imagine six people got sick. Just imagine this for a second. And one of them said, well, I did drink some raw unpasteurized milk.
Oh, my.
Oh, man. They'd be hanging farmers and shooting cows, and it would be all over the media. Six people are sickened by raw unpasteurized milk, and they would put it out there, and they wouldn't even say, well, this particular bacteria, it seems a little bit common or uncommon in the population. The people didn't get sick. Appears for at least a week after consumption, so we're really not sure. No, they'd be like, raw milk hurt people, six people. Meanwhile, you got 400 people poisoned in 16 states. Well, we're really not sure, so we don't want to make anybody worry. How about erring on the side of caution? Oh, wait a minute, I know why. Because this is one of your clients you're protecting here.
This isn't the first time public health officials have concealed the name of a company involved in an outbreak. A multi-state salmonella outbreak in late 2011 was initially identified by the CDC only as a Mexican-style fast food restaurant. And then, like, a year later, the chain was identified as Taco Bell. I don't see them closing.
A year later.
I don't see them closing Taco Bell.
Or do you even see any repercussion on Taco Bell?
I don't even remember hearing
Bingo.
That.
Bingo. They wait a year. They figure, well, by the time we talk about this, everybody forgot about it, so it won't damage our client. It won't hurt our client. Wait a minute. I thought you guys were here to serve the public. I thought we were your clients.
But they have to control vitamins.
Oh, yeah. We have to control vitamins because one guy got sick from taking a supplement. You know what? I wish I believed in heaven and hell because then I think, well, these guys are going to go to hell anyway, so it doesn't matter. I'd have some, like, sense of fairness here. But there's nothing fair about this, and it's a shame. And those of you up at the FDA, the USDA, the CDC, not the good people, because there are good people in these organizations, but those of you who are out there harming the public, know that you have family members that are going to be harmed by your decisions. Don't you give a damn? Oh.
Okay, so since there was the tainted salad food recall, I kind of did a little digging just to see, like, how many food recalls there were. August the 2nd, Listeria risk prompts cheese recall. Have you heard of that on the news?
Never heard about it.
Kansas firm recalls ground beef for E. coli risk.
Yeah.
July 31st.
By the way, a form of E. coli that only occurs in grain-fed, soy-fed, corn-fed beef does not occur in ruminant animals that eat exclusively grass and grass byproducts. Think about that for a second. Go ahead.
That was from July 31st.
Never heard about it.
Did you hear that?
No.
188,000 pounds of chicken from Chile recalled for dioxin.
Never heard about that.
July 27th.
Mm-hmm.
More details emerge in Pacific Northwest hummus recall. July 17th.
Never heard about that.
Listeria concern prompts hummus recall July 16th.
Right. That's the same thing.
Right. But it was just.
Never heard about it.
Pistachios recalled for salmonella. July 13th.
And I eat pistachios.
I know. Organic oregano recalled for salmonella. July 13th. I haven't heard of any of these.
No.
I mean, and the list goes on and on.
I hear a lot about what's going on with Rawsome. You know, the government is still pursuing them. I hear about raw milk farmers being prosecuted all over the country constantly. I always hear about that. I hear about the two people that got sick and they think it was from raw milk. I hear about that all the time.
Multi-state listeria outbreak prompts cheese recall for a soft brie-like. This is a different one from
different,
the first one,
right.
July 4th. Swedish supermarket removes frozen strawberries for Hep A risk, July 3rd. This is just for July.
Which supermarket was that?
Swedish supermarkets.
Okay, Sweden. Okay.
Yeah, frozen strawberries.
Okay.
But I've not heard one word about any of these.
Any of them. No, and that was just in the past month.
Mm-hmm.
We don't hear. So, see, and this is an example. The agencies that are supposed to be protecting us are not protecting us. They're protecting the companies that they interact with. And we know that. So those of you who work for these agencies, please know that we are not fooled by this charade that you give a damn about the population. If you did, we would know about these things. Oh, wait a minute. We don't want to cause a panic. No, don't cause a panic. But cause a panic about somebody who gets sick from taking a vitamin. Yeah, that you'll cause a panic about.
On my Facebook page, Gordon Waddell posted a urgent action alert. New legislation threatens supplements. Anyone who uses vitamins, herbs, and sports supplements, please take action now. Evidently, Doug Durbin is trying to gain favor with the FDA. I haven't really looked at this, but I think we all need to go sign.
Yeah.
Maybe you can put this on your blog.
Yeah, absolutely. Interesting. We have to go into the break. Interestingly, Adel Moussa has a study on his Subversity. And this is why I tell people, you need to read Subversity every day. He has a study on Subversity by adding 10 kilograms to the bench press as a result of the placebo steroid fake gear. He has the study.
That's amazing.
And so you need to go to subversity.com.
He's so good.
In fact, I'm going to put this link right now on my Facebook page because this is hilarious. And you know what's funny? Elisa goes this morning, "Oh, there's some really good things on Adele's blog right now." And you know what the funny thing is? Adele covers so much stuff that there's some people who go, "Oh, that doesn't interest me. Oh, this interests me." So they're like, "Oh, he has so many stories. He is more progressive than any magazine out there today. I don't care. You don't have to pay any money. You don't have to go stop at the dime store. I'm aging myself, to pick up a magazine. Just go to subversity.com.
And also, please go to the Alliance for Natural Health and take action. There's a place there where you can sign or ask your senators. You can write your senator, and all you have to do is just fill out some information.
That's cool. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots more good stories to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount. Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now. You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order. People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. Whey Natural USA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. Whey Natural USA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Uh-oh. You know what this is. We're going to give y'all 5 seconds to put your drink down and report to the dance floor.
Party people!
Welcome back.
5 seconds is up.
Yeah. Billy Seeds, are you still listening? You little superhuman you.
Speaking of earlier, when I was talking about the girl at the gym, mm-hmm. and I asked her about the Epsom salts. Mm-hmm. Didn't you tell me that if you soak in Epsom salts, that it helps your body detox of glyphosate?
That's what she said. Dr. Stephanie, why can't I think of her last name right now? But she came on and talked about the linkage between glyphosate, and what? And, cancer, I think it was. I forget what it was. Mm-hmm. And she said that Epsom salt is great. People should soak in Epsom salt. They're worried about glyphosate because it helps to rid the body of glyphosate. I don't know how true that is. I don't know. You know, soaking in Epsom salt does something. I don't know if it gets in you or it pulls things out of you, but it definitely does something. There's no doubt about it. But she did say that, yeah.
According to this article, well, not according to the EPA this week, just approved, instead of taking glyphosate out of our foods,
right, forcing manufacturers to adhere to the current levels of acceptable glyphosate.
They've increased the amount of acceptable glyphosate.
And we talked about this. We actually talked about this. We said, you know, this is what they're going to do. So, in other words, instead of forcing manufacturers to adhere to what is considered the acceptable level, they're going to force us to be exposed to more of it so that the manufacturers don't have to be burdened.
The EPA increased the amount of the chemical that will be allowed in foods. As GM Watch reports, the amount of allowable glyphosate in oil seed crops, including flax, soybeans, and canola, would be increased from 20 parts per million to 40 parts per million.
So they've doubled it.
They doubled it.
Yeah.
Why did they do that?
Well, this is why. Why? Because the manufacturers went to them and said, look,
rhetorical question.
Yeah. We can't lower the amount of glyphosate in the food. So instead of the EPA going, well, that's just tough bongies. You have to lower it because we're not going to expose American people to higher levels of it. They just decided, well, we'll just raise the levels and then everybody will be happy.
The EPA is also increasing limits on allowable glyphosate in food crops.
Right.
Listen to this. From 200 parts per million to 6,000 parts per million.
Shame on the EPA.
6,000.
You know what? It's called the Environmental Protection Agency. Where is the protection? Where is the protection? What's wrong with you? You know what? And come on out and make a statement. Oh, well, you know, we know scientific. Here's my frustration with all this stuff. The government
never has to make us any guarantees about their decisions. For instance, someone from the EPA should come forth and say, look, we've done rigorous scientific testing, and we can guarantee you that the original levels were unrealistic, and these new levels pose no risk to your health. We guarantee it. In fact, if we find out later on that we were wrong, we will pay billions of dollars to people who were harmed by our decision. No, they don't. They make these decisions. People are exposed to these stupid decisions. People get sick and suffer. And the government has sovereign immunity. They go, well, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. We did what we thought was right.
By increasing the allowable amounts, the EPA paves the way for Monsanto to use Roundup on more fruits and vegetables, which would retain the glyphosate residue in amounts too large to be allowed under the previous regulations.
Right. Again, this is all about making Monsanto happy and keeping them profitable.
This effectively paves the way for Monsanto to introduce more genetically modified Roundup ready fruits and vegetables into the food supply.
Which are already failing, which we happen to know in Hawaii, they've been testing 4-2-D resistant crops, because they know the glyphosate is ineffective over the long term, causes the spawning of super weeds that it cannot control, and subsequently they want to now move to one of the most harmful portions of Agent Orange, 2-4-D, as the go-to herbicide to spray on your food, so that little children out there, like Billy Seeds, when offered foods that are not organically grown, will be exposed to these terrible, terrible things. Is anyone awake up at Capitol Hill? Does anyone care of what's happening here? Are you so damn blinded by your own greed and protection of your little fiefdom that you are literally selling the population of this wonderful country to a death sentence? What's wrong with you people? I mean, really? How can you do this? How can you do this and forget about look at yourself in the mirror? How can you look at your own grandchildren knowing that you have lock them to a destiny of disease someday? Why would you do this? Oh, I want to bang my head against the wall, except there's acoustic foam all around me, and it won't even hurt. Oh, man.
Okay, speaking of people being asleep, and we were talking the other night about the full moon. Do you remember that conversation?
Yes, yes. La bella luna.
Yeah, yeah. Evidently, when there's a full moon, people sleep 20 minutes less than a regular moon.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting. The term lunatic, actually comes from the phenomenon that during full moons, people act stupid. You can ask any emergency room attendant. On full moons, they have more gunshot wounds, more injuries in general, more people being harmed by stupid decisions. People tend to stay out later on full moons. Maybe it's because it's brighter out. We know that the tide is affected by the moon, gravitational pulls on the Earth. So why wouldn't it stand to reason that it would disrupt sleep as well? You know, whenever you look at stories about ritualistic sacrificial offerings, they always happened on the nights of full moons. Is that because they thought the full moon was part of the ritual? Is that because they couldn't get to sleep and they thought they'd kill somebody? You know what I mean? Uh-huh. I mean, really. So we are controlled by the same things that control the Earth, gravity, the full moon, and so on. I'm sure that Adele Musa can talk to this, being a physicist himself and a physics professor in Munster, Germany. I'm sure that there's some research on the effects of the moon on physical attributes of the planet. So anyway, yeah, but that makes sense. You know, and I always thought it was just because it was brighter out there. It's funny because when there's full moons, I wake up in the middle of the night and go, is it morning already?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so I just thought it was that, you know, because it's lighter. But there's obviously more going on than that. Okay, so we actually have to take a break. Where does the time go? That's how I know when we're having a fun time.
when I look and I go, I can't believe it's time to take a break. We have to take a break, and when we come back, we have lots more good stories. I promise you that. So stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday. We'll be right back.
Ich ruf auf, zieh mich schick an, setz den Hut auf. Rolex tippt man, seh ich gut aus. Hol mir den Kick, ich absolut drauf.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day. And sometime pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to oral health problems. It does not contain fluoride, detergent, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Could Altrient supplements be better than a Myers cocktail? Find out for yourself when you try Altrient C and Altrient ME. Using liposomal encapsulated technology, Altrient C's gel delivers up to 200% more vitamin C than pills or powders. The Altrient ME gel provides a high-performance blend of B vitamins and minerals. Make your own Altrient cocktail 100% risk-free. Call 888-437-6353 or order at feelgoodc.com. That's feelgoodc.com. Use coupon code FREE and ask about a free gift with every order you place. Order today at feelgoodc.com or 888-437-6353. Don't forget to mention coupon code FREE to receive your free gift.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. People who want the best whey protein in the world turn to WhayNaturalUSA.com. WhayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from grass pasture-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WhayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Right process, so all the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. Just pure grass pasture-fed whey in all its natural glory. Go to WhayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WhayNaturalUSA. You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Rhythm is a dancer. It's a soul's companion. People feel it everywhere. Lift your hands and voices.
Welcome back.
Free your mind and join us. You can feel it in the air.
So what do you want to talk about, Lisa?
Well, I just want to mention really quick that Johan posted a story about Jamie Oliver.
Johan Oderstrom. We just refer to Johan by his first name because he's like Madonna. Everybody knows who we're talking about when we say Johan. But Johan Oderstrom, who lives in Sweden, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there you go.
Oh, he just posted that Jamie Oliver has taken on McDonald's because he says that the McDonald's hamburgers are unfit for human consumption. And it's basically talking about the ammonium hydroxide that they wash the fatty beef parts in ammonium hydroxide, and then they fill the burger with that.
And we know what ammonium hydroxide is used in pink slime. So while they got the pink slime out, which is the processing of ammonium hydroxide and meat to make this slimy glue that they use, they're still using the ammonium hydroxide.
Yeah. It says here that Burger King and Taco Bell have already abandoned the use of ammonia in their products. But McDonald's hasn't. So I guess evidently they're going to now since Jamie Oliver has taken them on.
Good. Well, there you go. So maybe as a result of his example, their hamburgers will be a little bit more healthy. I don't know. What do you call it?
I don't know.
All I can tell you is this. These big companies, when you force them to remove something that's crappy, they just find another crappy to put in it to replace it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they're going to go, okay, I guess we're going to have to use all beef. And, you know, we'll find another way around it. So,
Did you want to talk about stevia just for a few minutes?
Yeah, because we've been talking a lot about artificial sweeteners and whether they're good or whether they're not good and what potential dangers there are and so on. So this would be a good discussion. I know we've talked about this before, too.
We have. We've talked about stevia and how it's highly processed. And like, for example, Truvia, which is made by Coca-Cola, and Purvia, which is made by Pepsi-Cola, they're not pure stevia. So people using those products think that they're being healthy, and in reality, they're not.
And this is a perfect example of when big companies see an opportunity to ride the wave of something that is in the public psyche as being quote-unquote healthy. They take that halo of healthy and they drag it through the mud so that it becomes a product that they can make, and they abandon the healthy part. So people think, well, Truvia is stevia. Or what's the other one?
Purvia.
Purvia is stevia, and stevia is good. No. Truvia and Purvia have some stevia in it, but it's not stevia. It's actually sugar and stevia. And thanks to the FDA, as long as it's less than 1 gram of sugar, they can say it contains no sugar. So they can put 9/10 of a gram of sugar and a little stevia and say, it's sugar-free.
Truvia, as well as many other stevia brands, can contain urethritol.
Urethritol, which is a sugar alcohol.
It's a sugar alcohol that's made from fermented genetically modified corn.
How wonderful.
And another one is dextrose.
Dextrose, that's the sugar I was referring to.
It's made from genetically modified corn.
Right.
So basically, you're just eating...
You're eating GMO corn.
Right.
The urethritol, that's not the big problem, okay, in my opinion. It is a sugar alcohol. So they get under the heading of natural by saying that. But the real problem, in my opinion, is that there is sugar in it, and you don't know it. It's the same thing as, has anybody asked themselves the question, how can there be no trans fat in this product when it says it has hydrogenated soybean oil in it? Well, as long as you stay under a threshold per serving, the FDA says you don't have to say trans fats.
Some brands may contain silica, which is used
sand
to manufacture window panes and glassware.
Well, it's sand. It's sand. We all know that when sand, anybody who's ever been on the beach after a lightning storm and lightning has struck the beach will see a sheet of what looks like crudely made glass at the seashore.
It says to grow your own stevia plants, which I do. I haven't harvested it yet because it's best when it starts to flower, and it hasn't flowered yet. That's when it's at its strongest. But it also says to try organic coconut crystals. They are derived from the flowers of the coconut tree and made from the nectar and found in the buds.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
I buy stevia from Trader Joe's. It's organic. It's pure stevia.
It's nothing but stevia.
No, it's 100% stevia extract. It's $10 for a little bottle, but it's worth it.
Well, not only that, but it's $10 for a little bottle. But the scooper is like, it's like the amount that you use is like, I'm trying to think of something that is small like that. Like the size of a hat pin.
It's very head. Small.
Very. Yeah, I mean, you use such a tiny amount. Such a tiny amount to sweeten your drinks.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that people won't go for that. They want, you know, they want to tear a package open. They want to see stuff pour out into their coffee and their tea. So they go for Truvia and Puravia instead of real stevia. And again, people are being fooled. I use stevia. I use 3 packs of stevia in my coffee. No, you're using basically, you know, a teaspoon of sugar and a little bit of stevia. So terrible, terrible. Okay, what else do we want to talk about, Elisa Profumo?
Well, did you want to talk a little bit about the growth hormone injections?
In the knees?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. That's actually was a question from somebody.
Tony Dixon just posted this and said, can you do a show on it?
Yeah, and we're going to, actually. Let me find that here, if I can find that. Let me see if I have it on my... I thought I had it. But anyway, Tony Dixon messaged us and gave us some information about the doctor.
Alan R. Dunn.
And he's actually the one that I've referred to in the past. Anytime I've talked about this, I've said there's a doctor in Florida who is doing this. He's actually doing intra-articular injections of growth hormone to people who would otherwise need knee replacement surgery, making the cartilage grow back. This is really intriguing, but it's not hard to believe. Anyone who knows anything about acromegaly, individuals who have pituitary adenoma, who overproduce growth hormone and become giants. Back in the day, it was called giantism. One of the things we know about individuals who develop acromegaly is that they have overgrowth of the meniscus and cartilage, the chondrocytes, in the joints, so much so that they end up with crowding. Their joints look like that of those who have rheumatoid arthritis, but that's just how they look. Their joints become proud and bulging because of the overgrowth in the joints of the chondrocytes that cause such a dramatic growth in the cartilage that the joints start to bulge. So we know growth hormone affects the chondrocyte growth. And so this guy put two and two together and said, what if we just inject it right into the joint where we need it, as opposed to systemically, and only a little bit gets to the joint? And sure enough, some of his early murine studies and rat studies showed that it did, in fact, cause the cartilage to regrow. Dr. William Seeds and I were just talking about this because it is an important thing for people to remember in this environment today where everybody's going for knee replacement surgeries.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what if these doctors would start to do intra-articular injections of growth hormone before they go, okay, we're going to do something more radical. We're going to actually saw the two facings of your knee off and replace it with this titanium and cobalt device. And let's try this first and see if we can coax the cartilage to grow. If you ask most in the medical orthodoxy, they'll tell you, oh, no, it's impossible to make the cartilage grow. Once it's gone, it's gone. BS. BS. Tell that to a guy with acromegaly who has a cartilage in his knees, you know, the size of a laptop. It's like, tell him that you can't make cartilage grow, from growth hormone especially. So, and we will do the show. We are going to do the show because it's important that we get this information out there, because what happens is grassroots. If we can get people to start talking to their orthopods and say, before I go ahead and have this new get-around knee joint put in that they're advertising on TV right now, you think I can try this growth hormone injection? And even though they're going to say, oh, no, if they hear that enough, they're going to go, well, I guess the cat's out of the bag. There is an alternative to knee replacement. Maybe I should start looking at offering this to my patients. So you will hear more about that in upcoming shows. Why don't we do this? We have to take a commercial break. Why don't we take our last break, and then we come back and we'll do listener questions and comments, because we have a lot of them.
Yes.
Sound good?
Sounds good.
You're listening to Casual Friday. Stay tuned. You may be famous. We may mention you in just a moment. We'll be right back.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustane RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R. New from Rob Regish. Purchase the Blueprint 3.0 today and lock in your free 3-month subscription to the Blueprint Bulletin. Find out what many in the BP Army already know. This is the best investment they've ever made. Includes the free Superhuman University. Add 1 inch to your upper arms course and 3 months of Blueprint Bulletin secrets to up your game. Click the Blueprint banner ad today or go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and purchase your ticket to Gainesville in the fast lane.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Get a free jug of BCAA Extended Performance. That's a $26 freebie when you buy Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Intense, the safest, most effective pre-workout alternative to DMAA. Intense is designed to quickly boost focused energy in a great-tasting formula free of aspartame or ACE-K. Only half the caffeine of top-selling concentrated pre-workout formulas on the market. Intense delivers unparalleled mental focus and energy to power your workouts. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Intense banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
You create misery.
I like this song. Oh, I do too.
Have your cake and eat it.
Welcome back. Right, first, let me read this from Adele Musa. It really is fun. He says, here's the hypothesis for lunatics. He's, prior to the advent of modern light, the moon was a significant source of nocturnal illumination that affected sleep, wake cycles, tending to cause sleep deprivation around the time of the full moon. This partial sleep deprivation would have been sufficient to induce mania, hypomania, in susceptible bipolar patients, and seizures in patients with seizure disorder. How amazing is that? The advent of modern light attenuated this lunar effect, especially in modern urban areas, where most 20th century studies of lunar effects on the mind have been conducted. And then he wrote, and this is, while I'm reading this, I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. So that means that now with modern illumination, lighting in homes, we do this constantly. So we're all lunatics now, technically. He goes, today, people are all lunatics. So we don't recognize it any longer. And that's what I was thinking as I was reading it. It's like, so we become accustomed to that level of idiocy.
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps that's what happens to the people when they go to the FDA and the USDA and the EPA, and they all become idiots. Who knows? Anyway, okay. We have lots of good questions and answers here. So should I start?
Yes.
Sean Hashemi, old friend from off-topic days, now is listening to the show, drinking raw milk, doing all the things that we superhumans do, commented about my dissertation yesterday about how I stimulate ravenous hunger post-fasting and then eat a big meal. He said, if you really are after ravenous hunger, why not use GHRP6 instead? Lower GH output. But if you're really about GH output, you should be using modified growth releasing factor 1-29, which is also known as Semarelin, along with GHRP2. And I said to him that I would respond to this on the air. I only talked about the GHRP2. GHRP2 actually increases hunger more than 6, because 6 causes a simultaneous release of cortisol. The cortisol liberates blood sugar, and the rise in blood sugar actually counters the effect of hunger, where with GHRP2, you don't get the cortisol release. So the hunger is accompanied by a drop in blood sugar that increases the hunger even more than GHRP6. I said, but I also use IGF-1, which clears existing blood sugar out of the bloodstream, causing a mild hypoglycemic episode that actually makes me start sweating. I become a little nauseous until I eat, because I'm starting to experience hypoglycemia. Now, keep in mind, I'm fasted already. So the body is really in that fear mode that I was talking about before that needs to be precede this huge 2,500-calorie meal. And obviously, I've just trained like an animal, too. I also include 3 IUs of growth hormone, and I also include mechanogrowth factor. So it's all 4 of these peptides in an injection. So this does bring on ravenous hunger. I mean, I am so hungry that I can eat and eat and eat and forget about anything I'm doing. And if I don't eat, I'll be sweating and I just feel terrible. I have to eat in order. So this is what I use, Sean, to bring on ravenous hunger. So there you go.
Okay, the one I'm going to read next is from Jason LaLue. He wants to know if you could touch on the cause of hardening of the arteries and preventatives. My father is concerned with it due to family history, and his doctor, of course, prescribed a statin to lower cholesterol.
Yeah, and that's all he's looking at is cholesterol. Nitric oxide production has an effect on artery flexibility. I'm trying to think. We did a show not too long ago about some things. But believe it or not, I would look at trying to increase his nitric oxide production. Maybe some beetroot juice, which is high in nitrates, assuming he's healthy enough to use that sort of stuff.
Adele did a Subversity blog on beetroot juice.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Neuronal nitric oxide is increased by PDE5 inhibitors. So there might be some value there. But nitric oxide, I think, is one of the big things. And then, believe it or not, nothing affects endothelial function like Valsalva that is experienced on the heavy resistance training. So that would add flexibility as well. But I don't know if he's well enough to do that sort of thing. But definitely I would look at increasing nitric oxide production.
Okay.
The next one comes from James Godden. He says, I have a question. I normally make a protein, and Adele, I would like you to chime in on this one, no matter how late after we read it. I normally make a protein smoothie with my Vitamix. Isn't it wonderful when Adele listens live from Munster, Germany?
Uh-huh.
My Vitamix blender an hour before I hit the gym. The smoothie contains spinach, kale, carrots, apples, bananas, strawberries, and protein powder, and a hint of coconut oil and water. It tastes good, it's healthy, and I lift well after drinking it. Twice now, I've had 4 eggs, nitrite-free bacon, and a small piece of fruit for breakfast instead of my shake, and my workouts have gone better. I have more energy at the gym. Is this because of the added fats, salts, or is it in my head? Thanks. Well, it can't be in your head because you didn't expect it. It's not like the guys who took the pill and were told, you're going to be stronger, and so they were stronger. I suspect It's in your head in a different way. I suspect that the added choline from the eggs is giving you the energy mentally, believe it or not, to ward off fatigue, and the nervous system synaptic efficiency to be stronger. Now, I stand to be corrected, unless there's something else in there that I'm missing, I'll defer to Adele Musa to enlighten me. I basically think it's the choline in the eggs. Because we know that there's a lot of performance-enhancing products out there that include cholinergic products, because choline is a powerful ergogenic. In fact, Arnold Schwarzenegger, in his first Encyclopedia of Bodybuilding, called lecithin a performance-enhancing supplement because of its phosphatidylcholine content. So I'm betting it's the choline in the eggs. But like I said, we'll wait for Adele to weigh in on this, and we'll go to the next question.
Okay. Do you know which show Jeff is referring to? Is this the one you just did this week?
Which one? Jeff Kaplan? Yeah, I'm glad you addressed the topic of Hashimoto's disease. It was actually the show we did not yesterday, but the day before, I believe.
Okay. I'm glad you addressed the topic of Hashimoto's on today's show. Although I would have liked to have heard more of what his diet looks like, is he 100% paleo, and did all his symptoms reverse, such as dry skin? With that said, I'd like you to do a show on acupuncture. I don't recall if you ever did. If you ever do, I'd like you to bring up Hashimoto's / hypothyroidism and whether they can successfully treat it.
Yeah. And absolutely, I can do this. And I have just received moments ago Michael's diet that he follows, and I'm going to put it on my blog, if not today, by Monday. So those who are interested in exactly how he eats and what supplements he takes, we'll be able to list that up there. We may even have him back on to answer some of these other questions that are coming in. The Hashimoto's disease show was so positive that Rob Wolf tweeted it to like 68,000 of his followers.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, just the power of an ancestral diet, really. It's an amazing thing. And interestingly enough, you were reading something this morning where the FDA will not allow anyone to say that diet, nutrition, superfoods, or anything can affect disease. They won't allow it. They just won't allow it, because by saying that, you're promoting an unresearched, unnamed drug. What do they call it? An unspecified drug or something?
That was the story about New York City, how they have now have a program where people can
We have to talk about this. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
People can use their food stamps to go to farmers markets and buy fruits and vegetables.
Well, was it food stamps, or was it they were going to give them healthy bucks?
Healthy bucks, I'm sorry.
Yeah, because this is what we're going to talk about for a second. This is good.
They were going to use healthy bucks. They've provided healthy bucks, and it's a new program in New York City, and kudos to New York City.
Right.
And they can go to farmers markets and buy fruits and vegetables to help reverse the disease that they have, or to make them healthier.
Okay, now let's talk about this for a second. So New York has moved to giving people healthy bucks so that they can go and buy from the farmers markets. And I think this is great. Where's the USDA right now? Where are you? Are you listening to this show? Anybody from the USDA listening to this show?
They said they don't want that. They are disagreeing with that program.
Yes. Now I want to talk about why somebody at the USDA needs to be spanked with a big paddle. When food stamps first came out, those of you who remember throwback money, when food stamps first came out, they came in two colors, orange and blue. The blue were used at your local grocery store, and the orange were used to do business with your farmers. The USDA, the reason the USDA has food stamps on their line item budget and not some other social program organization that manages welfare and Social Security and all this other stuff, is because the reason that food stamps were designed was to help those in the agricultural community do business with people in the inner cities. Those orange bucks from food stamps were only allowed to be spent with the farmers and the farming community. If we would have stuck to that, small family farms would have thrived and illness would be less. So we don't need healthy bucks. We just need to use the system that was designed. So you have to ask yourself, why didn't the USDA enforce this? Well, I'll tell you why. Because the big companies didn't want people doing business with the small farmer in the area. They wanted them to be able to buy the produce in a plastic bag that makes 400 people sick in 16 states. It was all part of the decentralization of the food chain. Otherwise, they would have stuck with the program. It's insane. It's insane. So, anyway. Okay. Can I read this real quick about... So, Professor Adele... See, I almost did it. Adele weighed in on James Godden's question. He said it could be, but two eggs have pretty little choline. That brings up another issue. I've been experimenting with choline bitterate before the workout, and that makes you sweat like a pig, and this may be in my head, increases the pump tremendously. He also said to the specific question, in my humble opinion, smoothies are not worth it. You don't drink food that's supposed to be eaten. So my best bet would be more stable glucose levels with the alternative breakfast versus the quote-unquote healthy smoothie. Choline also inhibits the excretion of L-carnitine in the urine, with thus indirectly increases muscular carnitine stores. We know about that because that's what beta-alanine does. This is partly the reason why choline plus caffeine plus carnitine may have worked so well. And he has a blog post on that on subversity.com. So hopefully that'll even add some more to the discussion. Okay, let's do this. Last commercial break, because we have lots more questions here. Last commercial break, okay?
Yes.
And when we come back, we'll wrap up the show with everybody's question. We've got lots of questions. George Ibarra, we've got Matthew David's post. We have, quite a few. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
You basically live life thanks to vitamin D. It affects every type of cell and tissue in your body. This is the reason optimizing your vitamin D blood level is essential for healthy living. The most efficient way to optimize your blood level is to take the perfect dose. And the most cost-effective way to determine the perfect dose is through vitamin D blood testing. The vitamin D test for Superhuman Radio is only $30, $17 cheaper than the lowest member price. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Life Extension banner ad to order. Summer's almost here. Are you ready to put on your bathing suit and hit the beach? Age Force can help. Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch for 1 month absolutely free. The Advanced 7 Keto and T2 formula with sustained time-release delivery make this the most potent and effective fat loss supplement, period. Try it for 30 days absolutely free and see for yourself. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today. What do you have to lose other than body fat? Try the Age Force Fat Burner Patch today. Absolutely
absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. If you've used Aura MD, I want to know what you think of it. Please, please, please email me at onair@superhumanradio.com. Put the words Aura MD in the subject line. I want your honest opinion. Love it, hate it, wouldn't be without it, never use it again. Send me what you think about Aura MD. Thank you. Okay. You have something you want to read first, or you want me to go?
You can go.
George Ibarra says, love, love, love the show, my brother. Been listening for only a couple of months, but it's the best show on the internet. Any show I could find on peptides, differences between DAC versus no DAC, or TB500. I can answer the DAC versus no DAC really fast. Isn't this funny? CJC 1295. It's not CJC 1295 unless it has the drug affinity complex, which is what DAC stands for. If it says CJC 1295 without DAC, that's not CJC 1295. That's, I don't know. Maybe it's, some sort of, I guess it's just growth hormone releasing hormone, GHRH. That's it. Because CJC 1295 is growth hormone releasing hormone with a drug affinity complex that causes it to bond to albumin in the blood. And so it has a half-life of 7 days. Without DAC, it has a half-life of minutes and it's gone. So you can't call it, in my humble opinion, peptide distributors take license to fool people by saying CJC 1295 with DAC and CJC 1295 without DAC. If you're buying CJC 1295, it has to have DAC. It has to have the drug affinity complex. It has to have the 7-day half-life, or it's not CJC 1295. The TB500, I don't know anything about. I'm not sure what that acronym stands for, but I will find out, I promise you. And thank you so much for listening to the show. Okay. You have one, or you want me to read this next one?
You can read it.
This one comes from Matthew David. He said, Carl, I listened to some of your shows that I missed earlier in the year, and I have to say, almost every time I listen, you drop some life-changing knowledge that I can further research and help those close to me, even if it's not pertinent to myself. Don't stop. You rock. Thank you. And I love hearing this stuff because I sometimes feel like I want to make sure that people are getting something good from the show. So Matthew David, thank you, thank you, thank you for taking the time to post it on my Facebook page. You have anything?
No, that's it.
Is that it?
Yes.
And there is one that, and I think you told him already.
But Khan?
Khan, yeah. He Santori, has a question about, what is it called again?
The petroleum coke over the Detroit
area there?
River.
Yeah, I'll have to do some research about it. Let me see. I did make a mistake. When Adele mentioned about choline, and I misunderstood. He said carnitine, and I don't know why I was thinking of carnosine, muscle carnosine levels. And I said, well, yeah, beta-alanine does the same thing. But beta-alanine increases carnosine levels in muscle, not carnitine. So I do have to correct myself. And I got that one wrong. And also, he has something else that he posted on his Facebook wall right now. Choline inducing hypersexuality in older patients.
Really?
Raising libido. Which, by the way, just this week, I think it was the University of California wrote a study that showed that
Sex addiction is not an addiction. They looked at the brain pattern of those who claim to be addicted to sex and compared that to the brain patterns and activity of those who are addicted to drugs and other things, like food, and they said they don't fit the pattern of addiction. So, what's his name? The guy who says he's addicted to sex, Anthony Weiner, the politician from New York?
Uh-huh.
Sorry, not an addiction. You're just a horn dog. You got to stop that stuff. That's all. So anyway, I thought that was interesting. But maybe he's just in taking too much choline. Maybe that's all it is. All right, so anyway, we've had a great week at the show here. I want to thank everybody for listening.
And thanks to everybody who helps give
us content.
Content.
Yeah, thank you very, very much.
Casual Friday.
And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.